Car Doctor here. So you want to know what goes on in the shop. We're here at RA Automotive today. Something a little bit different. And in terms of what goes on in the shop, things like this. My friend Big Jim Mouchette, stopped in. Jim does concept cars and artwork. He'll take your car and your motorcycle, right, Jim?
Yes, sir.
And turn it into a picture or a portrait, as it were. And well, we thought we'd show you a little bit of what Jim does. Jim, you've been doing this how long?
I've been doing this professionally since the fall of 2002. I've been drawing cars ever since I was 5 years old.
Cars are it for you.
Yes, cars are it. I also got into boats for a little while and motorcycles. So I'm an all-around gearhead type person. I love all these, anything mechanical.
What's your everyday car?
My everyday car, believe it or not, is a 2011 Jeep Compass base model I bought brand new.
And what's your dream car?
My dream car, actually, I got three of them, if you will.
Go ahead.
Any Ford Thunderbird, especially the oddball years, like the 67 through 69 is one of my favorites. And 1970 Plymouth Barracuda hardtop.
And I see the Cuda evidenced in some of your portraits, which we're going to show everybody here in a minute. So you're a Cuda guy.
Oh, I am a Cuda guy. Cuda, Plymouth GTX, Chargers, stuff like that.
And what's the third one?
The third one actually is a Jeep Grand Cherokee, because my father owned, started leasing them back in 1997, and I just find them an all-around, good, usable vehicle for my needs.
So you were the kid playing with cars from an early age?
Yes, I was. I had a Matchbox and Hot Wheels collection that was a box full of them.
Do you still have it?
Unfortunately, no, but I started collecting them again in college for a display to make my dorm room look a little bit more
homey.
More homey, exactly.
So where's your inspiration come from? You know, you're an artist, so what inspires you?
Well, I get inspired by looking at what other artists do. Primarily, Chip Foose is one of my big inspirations as far as design and my style.
Yeah, and you take that and you expand on it, and you're basically, you can draw a car either as it appears or as a custom. Is that what I understand?
Yes, I do it as the vehicle appears, or as a custom, or as a customer would want. For example, their dream car, I work with them over all sorts of details that they would like with it, whether it be wheels, tires, colors, etc.
So if somebody came to you and said, hey, I've got a green and white two-door 55 Chevy Bel Air straight six standard wheels hubcaps, I want to see how it looks with these wheels, this color, this hood scoop, could you draw that as a concept?
Yes, I can.
So they could actually see what the car looks like before spending the money to build the car.
Exactly. That's what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some of what you've done. We've got your portfolio here. What do we see here, Jim? What is this?
Right here is a 1967 Plymouth GTX in the factory copper color. I forget the actual name of the color of the car, but it has the 1959 recall wheels on it, which is a wheel style that I liked. I started actually reproducing.
And you're drawing this car. You're showing it lowered with the rectangular exhaust tips, and you've actually put quite a bit of detail into this. It's stock, but it's not stock, right?
Yeah, it's more or less a mild resto mod, you could call it, because it looks similar to the idea was with this. If somebody were to build this car in 1970 or 71, what would it look like?
Right. And then what's this down below it here? What's this? Is this a late model Charger?
Yeah, this is the late model Charger Hellcat in granite metallic with the sepia brown leather interior in it. This car is essentially all stock except for switching the marker lights to clear and adding the black, gloss black hood and gloss black roof to it. Other than that, it's pretty much a stock car because it's 700 horsepower.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Turn the page, Jim. While I'm holding this up. Here, let's... No, what's up top? There you go. There's your Cuda.
This is my Cuda. This is it has the same recall wheels and it's lowered just like how the GTX is. This is basically from the same series. And the idea was just do like a mild custom, like how the car would have been built in 71 or 72.
Right. Right. Now, you've got it on, on both. I noticed you've got the wider tires. You've got the red line tire on it. A lot of detail. You know, a lot of things you don't see. Rearview mirror, the streaks, the way it would look. Truly, it almost looks like a picture, Jim, not something you painted or portraited, if that's the right word.
Well, customers tell me these actually, it looks to them like a watercolor, actually.
Right. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Yeah. It's amazing. Turn the page. What's next?
Next, we got...
Now it's not every day you see a slammed, lowered Mercury. What is that, Mercury Marauder, Jim?
No, it's actually a 1998 Mercury Grand Marquis and light prairie tan metallics the color. I actually got a friend of mine that owns one of these, so I decided to do my own resto mod version on it. The front fascia is actually off the later 2007 through 2011 Mercury Marauders, so you get the rectangular fog lamps on it. It has the 2003 10th anniversary edition Cobra wheels on it, but it has the Mercury center caps in it, so it looks like it's OEM.
You're a detail guy.
Yeah,
I can see that. You're really a detail guy. Let's take a look over here at the here. Let's lower this. Let's put this down. Let's take a look over here. What you've got on this chair? Take a look over here. We're just walking around. Tom and Harry are running the camera today, folks. So here, Jimmy, stand over here, Bib. What have you got here? Let me get on your other side. Let's do it like this. What have you got here? This is the way somebody would purchase. If they purchased a drawing from you, right? This is all framed and laid out. This is a what? This is a Ferrari?
Yeah, this is a Ferrari, the Ferrari F12. This one is in the trademark Ferrari Russo Red with the cream leather interior in it with the black wheels.
Wow. Now, this isn't exactly... There's something here. What is this? What's behind there, Jimmy? You got a surprise for me here, I think.
Oh, I got a surprise for you.
All right, let's see what you got. Wow, look at that. Holy cow. Tell everybody what we're looking at here, Jim.
We're looking at your 55 Chevy, Ryan. It's black.
Yeah, it's black. It's got the hood scoop. It's got the little stubby antenna. Jim, you got every detail of the car, right down to the wheels, the wider tires in the back, the traction bars on the rear axle. That's crazy. That looks like it's a picture, not a portrait.
I even got your hanging dice in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy stuff, Jimmy. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to come down here to the shop. I know you're a busy guy, and this is what happens. You never know what's going to happen, who's going to stop in at the shop. Jim, is there a place the listeners can go and the viewers can go if they want more information about what it is you do or they want you to do something for them?
Yeah, you can go to www.bigjimsart.com or look me up on Facebook at Big Jim's Custom Concepts, or you can email me at bigjimsart@gmail.com.
bigjimsart@gmail.com. Cool beans. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for coming by the shop today. Always a pleasure to see you, sir. Take good care. I'm Ron Anini in the car, doctor. We'll be back in a minute.